We continue on the bottom of Nun Vav Amar Aleph with the Mishnah. We just got our previous file end on the bottom of Nun Vav Amar Aleph. So we continue with the Daf Yomi, Mesech HaSukkah, on Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, going on Be'ezer Hashem to being Mesayim, our Mesechta. And we had just learned that Bilga's Tabas, the Mishmar of Bilga's Tabas, had been closed off because of the punishment of what their foremother had done, which we'll learn in our Gemara. The Chalona Stuma, and the window that was used by each Mishmar where they would leave their knives, that was also closed up as a way to punish them. And we're going to see in the Gemara what Bilga had done. It says the Gemara, four lines on the bottom of Vav and Aleph, Mai Milafaneh, Mai Milachareha. What does it mean that Yom Tov falls out from Shabbos before or after? If we're going to say that before it means that Yom Tov Rishon falls out before Shabbos, and Lacharem means Yom Tov Acharon, means the last day of Yom Tov fell out after Shabbos, Hainu Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag. Then we've already learned the halachos, then Shabbos is falling out in the middle of Yom Tov, and we discussed in the previous Mishnah what's halacha. El Lefaneo, Yom Tov Acharon. That Lefanel means that the last day of Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos. La'acharei Yom Tov Rishon. And after Shabbos means the first day of Yom Tov falls out to Shabbos. My time. Why would that be that the Mishmaros divided equally? As we learned, when we learned our Mishnah, we explained. Kima dahani mikdami vahani ma'achri. Since the Kohanim have to come early, as we discussed when we learned our Mishnah in the previous file on 56a, Nun Vav, that if it's immediately, Yom Tov is immediately after Shabbos, so then the Mishmaros already have to come before Shabbos. Vahani ma'achari, and in the case in which Shabbos is after the Yom Tov, so then they have to stick around another day. Tiknu Rabbanu Milsa Keicha Dinechlu Bahadi Adadi. The Rabbanu made a takana that everybody should eat together, should feel still feel comfortable together, and the ruach of partnership and reyus that existed over Yom Tov should continue, and we shouldn't dissolve into separate mishmaros just because technically it's no longer shayach to all of the mishmaros and it's only shayach to one. We also learned in our Mishnah, Chal Yom Echad, that if one day is a gap between Shabbos and Yom Tov, then the halacha is different, and then we spoke about the shita of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's shita was that the halacha is that the seven chalas are taken by those Kohanim Mishmaros that come in, and only five are taken by the others. Vahani Tarti, says the Gemara, Maya Viditayu. Why is it that the Nichnasim are entitled to seven, while the Yotzim are only entitled to five? Am Reb Yitzchak Bischar Hagofas Dlosos. With their being reward, because the Mishmar HaNichnas is going to close up the doors that evening, and therefore they're entitled to more. Says the Gemara, V'neimale dal bidal. And let each one of the Mishmaros make up. I'll give up mine now as a Nichnas, and I'll take six, in order that next week I'll also get six, and this way we'll have an even division of the Lechem Aponim. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, Botzina Tuva. This is called Botzina Tuva. Excuse me, the correct way of reading this is Butzina Tava Mikara. A Butzina is greater than a Kara. A Butzina is a small gourd. A Kara is a large gourd, a large vegetable. Rashi explains, it goes like this. It's sometimes better to take a small gourd right now than to take a big gourd later on. Sometimes it's better to cash in the beginning as opposed to save later on. So too, the Mishmar HaNichnas would prefer to get seven now and five when they leave, even though they can make up that they would split six and six, that now they'll only take six, and later on when they leave, they'll take six as well. Amar of Yehuda, Ubimusafin Cholkin. The same Machlokis, just like we have between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, where they take seven and five split, or six and six, the same issue comes up with the dividing of the hides of the carbon musaf. I see Rashi learns a little bit differently. He learns the word cholkin. Seems that the original pshat is not correct that I just said. Umusafim cholkin, Rashi says, is just like you divide the hide, the Lechem Apanim, so too the Mishmaros divide the hides of that Shabbos. It's not connected to the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Ube Musafin Cholkin. And also by the Karban Musafim, you also divide the hides. Says the Gemara, Meisivi, I'll ask you the following Kasha, Mishmara Hayotzeis Osa Tamid. Shal Shachar, Umusafim, Mishmeres Hanichneses Osa Tamid Shal Bein Arambayim, Uba Sichin. Ve'ilu Musafin, Cholkin Loktani. We learned in a Braisa that appears both in Ksubis and in Temura that the Mishmar Hayotzeis brings the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Musafim, and the Mishmar Sanichneses does the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But it makes no mention, analyzes the Gemara, that they divide the Musafin. There's no Makar that the Musafin is divided, as Rav Yehuda had suggested, just like Lechem as a Panim. Answers the Gemara, there's no Raya from that. Haytana Bechaluka Lo Kamari, they're not talking about the division of what the Kohanim are entitled to. That Braisa is discussing the different Avodos of the Kohanim. Amar Rav Avotana Dvei Shmuel, Demari Bechaluka. But we have a tradition, not this way, that the Yeshiva Shmuel taught, that they are talking about the Chalukah, and it doesn't say Musafim Chalkin. The Tana Dvei Shmuel, as we learned Shmuel, said, Mishmar Sayotzeis Osatam Shal Bein Arbayim, Shal Shachar, Umusafim, Mishmar Anoch Nafses Osatam Shal Bein Arbayim, Ubozichin, and they also do the Bozichin. Arba Kohanim Hayuch Nasim Sham, and there were four Kohanim that would go in to the Chatzer to appropriate the Lechem HaPonim. So it says, Beferish, according to Tana Dvei Shmuel, this tradition as well, that they would divide the Lechem Aponim with the whole division of labor. So we see that both the division of labor, of division of Avoida, is divided, as well as the division of Lechem Aponim. V'ilu b'musafim chokin lo k'tani, t'yufta de Rav Yehuda, t'yufta tzakasha, and Rav Yehuda. So not only did I not understand Rav Yehuda, I didn't understand because I read Rav Yehuda wrong, the Gemara also doesn't understand Rav Yehuda. The Gemara who read Rav Yehuda correctly says that Rav Yehuda, who's of the opinion that the Musafim were also divided equally, that does not seem to be consistent with Tana Dvei Shmuel, and it seems that when it came to the Musafim, so there they did not divide the hides. The Rabbeinu Chananel on our first wide line in Rabbeinu Chananel tells us what the halacha lemaisa is. V'nizbarer ki ha-musafin shal mishmar hayotzehim belvad. And the conclusion is, based on our rejection of Yehuda, that the musafim of the mishmar is of the mishmar hayotzeh. In other words, the hides of the musafim of Shabbos go to the mishmar hayotzeh and not to the mishmar hanichnas. We learned hanichnas cholkim b'tzafin that when they divide the lechem apanim, the one who comes in does in the north to emphasize the kedusha of the north and the kedusha of those who are coming in. Tanu Rabban, hanichnas cholkim tzav kidei shiyiru shehein nichnasin v'yotzin cholkim medarin kidei shiyiru shehein yotzin. This is to signify that there is a mishmar that's coming in, a mishmar that's coming out, and the tzafon that has more kedusha because kedusha is kachay kachim, we're slaughtered over there. We have the nichnasim who are about to be malib kodesh take their place on the northern side. The Masechta cryptically concludes with a punishment to the Mishmar called Bilga. Bilga la'olam chalekes bedarim, we learned in our Mishnah Tana Rabbanim. What is behind this whole thing about the Mishmar of Bilga? And the Gemara relates a tragic story. Maisa b'Miriam bas Bilga. This is how Masechet Sukkah concludes. A fascinating way for the Masechet to conclude. Shemira dasa. She rejected her Judaism. V'holcha v'nises l'sardiot echad mimalche yivonim. And she married a Greek officer. Sirdiot is an officer. When the Greeks came into the Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately, it's the Jews that, for whatever reason, rejected their Yadus, that say the most awful things in their approach to Kedushas Klal Yisrael. One could analyze that from both a psychological perspective and sociological perspective, but that is an unfortunately reality. She took her sandal and she banged it on the mizbech. V'amra lukus lukus. She referred to Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a fox or as a wolf. Admosai ata mechalim emonon shel Yisrael. Why is it that you eat up all the money of the Jewish people? They funnel all their money to the avoda of the mizbech. V'iata omed aleim b'shas hadchak. And you don't protect them when they're in need. They give everything to you, she said kfira, but you don't give to them. They closed up her mishmar's tabas that we spoke about when we learned the Mishnah, as well as the window. And others suggest that the mishmar of Bilga was punished for a different reason, that the mishmar did not arrive on time. And for that reason, Yeshevav was put in to replace him. Afal pi, says the Gemara, Shechene harishoim lo nistakru. And although in general neighbors of wicked don't get rewarded, here Shechenev was the neighbor of Bilga. Yeshevav was rewarded. Shechenev Bilga nistakru. She Bilga laolam cholekes bidarmi Yeshevav achiv betzafon. Yeshevav, who is the brother of Bilga, he now gets to always be in the north. The Gemara analyzes the two explanations for why Bilga was punished, either because of their foremother Miriam, or because of the fact that they tarried. That's why we punished the entire Mishmar, because they tarried. Ela mandamar Miriam bas Bilga shemir dasa mishum barte kansina leilu didei. If there was one daughter, Barte, a daughter, we should punish the entire Mishmar. Amar Abaye in. Abaye says, yes, we're responsible for our neighbors. And that's how Maseches Sukkah concludes. In. Kedika Amri Inshi, as people say, we're responsible for our neighbors because we are similar to our neighbors. As Abaye teaches us, an important Yisod in Chinuch Habonim. In. Kedika Amri Inshi, Shusa Diunuka Bishuka Oda Avua Oda Ime. What a child says in the marketplace either came from the father or from the mother. And because what Miriam was reflecting was something that she had learned from Bilga, or the house of Bilga, then all of the house of Bilga has this problem. On this we say, woe is to a wicked person, woe is to his neighbor. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheino. And you're lucky to live next to a tzadik. Lucky is the person living next to a tzadik. And what the Gemara is emphasizing is the subtleties in life. That the subtleties in life, one can be extremely, extremely influenced by being exposed to the subtleties. That creates a tremendous responsibility for us as parents and us as neighbors. Shenemru imru tzadik itov. Kifri malayim yochelu. Tell each righteous man that it is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. We could also understand malayim as being olim, their children, and their products, their neighbors. There are different explanations of what the Gemara is doing when it's quoting this pasuk in Yeshayo. I just alluded to one mechudash explanation. Either way, the lesson of surrounding ourselves by good and surrounding our children with good, and the words that our children hear are extremely, extremely important of who they become and how they perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Be'ezer Hashem, the words of Torah that we learned together in Maseches Sukkah, that was zochet to be Messiah Maseches Sukkah. Looking forward to continuing Be'ezer Hashem Beitza tomorrow. I hope I'm going to find time to record before my trip back to Arzenu HaKadosha. Hadron Allah HaChalil V'Silkala Maseches Sukkah. Be'ezer Hashem, we continue the march together through Shas, the march of generations, the march of Klal Yisrael, the march of every single Jew.